Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode-starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening. Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. Today on the new episode of Shit Out of Luck, we're diving into Ramzi Youssef, capture and captivity for one of America's most despicable terrorists. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at poddex.com and use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. Now let's get into our main topic. The North Tower was still standing. Over 1,000 people were injured. Only 6 were killed in the blast, which damaged the tower from the garage through 5 floors to B6 level. Looking at the downtown skyline as the cold, cloudy date of February 26th grew darker, Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Karim, otherwise known as Ramzi Youssef, viewed and became disappointed. His wish was for the North Tower to lose its grip at the base and topple the North Tower into the South Tower, collapsing together under the cold lower Manhattan skyline, killing tens of thousands. Youssef would later admit he didn't have the necessary funding to build the urea nitrate bomb bigger. An FBI explosives expert later stated, quote, if they had found the exact architectural Achilles heel, or if the bomb had been a little bit bigger, not much more, 500 pounds more, I think it would have brought her down. Ramzi Youssef would later board a flight out of Newark Airport and flee to Pakistan. He didn't wait long to plan another operation, yet this one would entail much more than just planting a bomb in a building. It was to plant timing mechanisms on board 12 airliners, all traveling to and from the U.S., from numerous airports in Southeast Asia. It would be named, I'm going to butcher this name, Bajinka Plot. Meanwhile, FBI investigators, along with the NYPD, meticulously worked amongst the smoldering black rubble located six floors down in the North Tower. The bomb blast had left a 100-foot-wide hole through four sublevels of concrete, knocking out power in the tower with rising black smoke to the 93rd floor. Most of the over 1,000 injured suffered smoke inhalation. Over 300 agents from the FBI were on the scene in the coming days. The investigation even had a codename, Trade Bomb. While combing through the rubble in the underground parking area, a bomb technician located some internal component fragments from the vehicle that delivered the bomb. Miraculously, the vehicle identification number found on a piece from an axle gave investigators crucial information that led them to a Ryder truck rental outlet in Jersey City. Most of the FBI lead investigators had initially thought the perpetrators had long left the country or were absent from public view, hidden far away. By luck, one investigator called Ryder in Jersey found an application for the truck under the name Muhammad A. Salama. Salama was still in the country, even more mesmerizing. He was coming back to the Ryder location to report the truck was stolen and asked for a $200 refund of his security payment. FBI investigators would end up arresting him shortly afterwards. Most of the suspects involved in the blast would be detained and arrested. To note on Salama's application, he gave a phone number and address to where he was staying, an apartment whose landlord was named I'm gonna butcher this name, I'll just call him by the last name, Hadass. Hadass would later be revealed to be a Mossad agent. The FBI was told to cease investigating the matter of Hadass, but when the FBI and NYPD went to the apartment, they would find bomb-making manuals and bomb materials, fuses, power. All of this was taken in for processing. The story of who Hadass was remained a mystery to this day. February 6, 1995, DSSS Special Agents Jeff Reiner and Bill Miller, the RSOs assigned to the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan, along with Pakistani police and members from the ISI, arrest without incident Ramzi Youssef. Reiner would take a photograph of Youssef, who was just seemingly waking up from sleep. The tip-off to U.S. Youssef's whereabouts came from an associate to Youssef, Estate Parker, who was recruited for planting bombs aboard the airliners in the upcoming terror plot. The operation failed to materialize when Youssef and Murad, an associate to Youssef, were mixing chemicals for the bomb, which caused thick acid smoke to flow out of the motel room windows. When chemicals Murad was mixing in the sink combined with human air, caused a combustion. Both men fled, but the laptop in which the plot was kept on was still inside the motel room. With Philippine police and firemen rushing to the scene, Youssef told Murad to get the laptop back. He tried and was apprehended as he tried to flee. Murad, who went to flight school in the U.S., later told interrogators that he and Youssef had considered a suicide aircraft attack on the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. Detailed in the plot was plans to assassinate Pope John Paul II, plant 12 timing bombs on board airliners. Now with almost everyone involved in the 93 World Trade Center bombing apprehended, except Abdul Rahman Yassin, who was in Iraq prison at the time and unknown to anyone in the U.S., the trial of Ramzi Youssef began in 1996, as Youssef and two conspirators were also indicted for the Bochinka plot. Youssef was also indicted for being involved in the 93 World Trade Center bombing. January 8, 1998, Judge Kevin Thomas Duffy found all three men guilty for their roles in the Bochinka plot and sentenced Murad and Shah to 240 years. Youssef received the same sentence for being not just involved with the plot, but also the mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. The next day, Youssef gave an hour-long statement. Duffy then responded to his statement, giving an extra addition to Youssef's sentence. All of his time will be spent while in solitary confinement. Youssef is held at the high-security Supermax ADX prison in Florence, Colorado. Youssef's uncle, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, would later be investigated for his role in the 9/11 attacks and was found to also be involved in the Bochinka plot as a co-conspirator for which the 9/11 attacks originated from. And that is our brief episode of the Shit Out of Luck of Ramzi Youssef. Let us know in the comments section below your thoughts on this episode. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. And if you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.